Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Daily Podcast by STC. It's great that we're making time to listen to the Bible each day, and we're thrilled at how many people are picking up these podcasts and using them. As we mentioned previously, we're currently reading the part of the New Testament called 2 Timothy, and this is a letter from Paul to someone he's training. As we hear the Bible read aloud over the next few days, it becomes obvious that a theme emerges. It's around the importance of truth. And so that is something we're going to look to apply this week. Yesterday, we got given some spiritual wisdom around connecting and not clashing with one another. Today is about what do we do with falsity, things that are not true, fake news and those that peddle it, what the Bible regularly calls false teachers. Now, I do love a bargain. Here's a story. I once bought some fake Ray-Ban sunglasses from one of those trendy shops in the city centre of Sheffield. Now, I could have saved up and paid for the real deal Ray-Bans, but that would have been expensive, so I settled for my fake Rays. £4, job's a good un. And I look great, but here was the downside. One time I was on holiday with some friends from uni, Chris and Andy, and I'd been wearing my fake Ray-Ban sunglasses all day. We'd spent the day in the glorious sunshine, a lot like the weather here in Sheffield as I record these reflections. We'd been eating great food, taking in the sun, enjoying the delights of the south of France. And when I got home that evening, I got some great new profile pictures for my trendy social media accounts. But in real life, my eyes were really sore, stinging. To my surprise, there was simply little or no UV protection in these fake £4 Ray-Ban sunglasses. They were all about the look, the outward appearance. I did look great, but they had no power to protect my eyes from the sun. And now my eyes were hurting, and ironically, I could not even enjoy the photos I had taken that day. Actually, it put a downer on the next 2 days. Now, the analogy is not perfect, but consider that story as we read verse 5 in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul's explaining to Timothy how these false teachers might be building fake religions, and verse 5 in the Bible reads like this. These fake religions have a form of godliness, but denying in their power, have nothing to do with such people. These religions have form, but no power. Religion always has an outward form, but rarely has any power. Certainly the power to transform our inward lives, our hearts. Religion has an outward form that can manipulate behaviour for appearance sake, to look like the better life, but it does not have the power to transform the inner life and deal with the issues of the heart. There is often a temptation in advertisements from fake teachers. Their form of religion might cost us less or make us look cooler quicker. Without really thinking, we can find ourselves buying into their mindset. This is what is happening in Ephesus, where Timothy is based, this apprentice of Paul. And he receives this letter. Now, the false teachers were saying things like, just add this extra activity to your devotion and then you'll be okay. Or say this right thing and do this right thing and we will look impressive. And just like the fake pair of glasses, the temptation is to look good rather than experience the power of God, the power of his saving grace, that internal transformative power to change our hearts, not just to clean up our outward appearance. The truth about the real deal often is that it is rarely cheap. It is costly. What Jesus did for us on the cross was expensive, but he considered each of us worth the price. Following Jesus is equally not about outward form or shallow responses, a flash in the pan response. There is a cost of discipleship that we all have to face up to. Salvation, that is becoming a Christian and entering into eternal life, is by faith alone in Christ alone. That is simple and everyone can access it. But learning to be like Jesus here on earth is sometimes expensive. It can mean denying ourselves and prefer another person. It can mean truly embracing King Jesus' values of the things like it is better to serve than to be served. It is better to give than receive. And that can be costly. As this thought comes to an end for today, let's agree to never buy fake sunglasses from the trendy shops in town. And let us take some time to pray together that we would rejoice in the truth of the Christian message, that it really is the power to transform our lives. And let's resist the temptations to cheapen what Jesus did or to change it. Instead, we would recognise the cost of living like him. Let's pray together that God would guide us today. God, I pray that my poor choice of sunglasses did not damage my eyes permanently. And we pray that we would know the truth, that we would live out your truth in our lives and know your transforming power at work in our lives today and all of our days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 9. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying in its power, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men of deprived minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everybody. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so these bones will sing.